We're now learning that Hunter Biden is attending some of the president's meetings at the White House, staying close to his father post-debate.
We have learned from sources familiar with the situation at the White House that Hunter Biden has been by his father's side ever since they were at Camp David this weekend as a family, where they had some discussions about the president's potential path forward here and his reelection campaign, and that since he returned from Camp David last evening with his father, we understand that Hunter Biden has even joined some meetings and conversations that have taken place between the president and some of his most senior advisors and senior staff.
The question, though, would be, is he participating in meetings with senior advisors?
What I can say is that he came back with his dad from Camp David. He walked him into the speech prep, and he was in the room.
So they've been gaslighting that Biden's the smartest, greatest, photographic memory, you know, better golfer than Tiger Woods. I mean, he's just God on earth. Because an oligarchy of special interests are getting away with massive crimes, human trafficking, hundreds of billions stolen with Ukraine, selling our secrets to China. I mean, they are getting filthy rich, and Biden doesn't know what planet he's on. And the Justice Department has already said, because he is not cognizant, that he can't be tried, but he can be the president. They said that almost a year ago. At the CNN headlines, you name it. CIA director under Bush says today's Republican Party is more nihilistic and dangerous than terror groups. Here's another headline. Newsweek, GOP is most dangerous political force in the world, Michael Hayden says. Dangerous to their evil globalist crime syndicate that's hijacked our nation.
So what's on your mind?
Madam VP Harris, I'm worried about the election. Women's reproductive rights are on the line. Our Supreme Court is on the line. Our basic freedoms are being tested, Madam VP. I know you've been traveling across the country. What are you hearing?
Yeah, girl, I'm out here in these streets. And let me tell you, you're right, Taraji. There is so much at stake in this moment. The majority of us believe in freedom and equality. But these extremists, as they say, they not like us.
They not.
Joe, you now have the right to take that bitch Trump out. Take him out, Joe. If he was Hitler and this was 1940, you'd take him out. Well, he is Hitler and this is 1940. Blow him up or they'll blow us up.
Since they say that a president is immune from prosecution for anything he does officially while he's in office, I think that Joe Biden should officially have Donald Trump killed off, and that would solve this problem of him being too stupid to run our country for four more years because he's brain dead. But he could win the election that way. Take the official stance and just shoot Donald Trump right there on Fifth Street. The Supreme Court said you could.
I'm saying they're pre-programming everywhere terror attacks blamed on Trump supporters and creating civil war. And they're saying more and more in the news that their go-to is stopping him with civil unrest once he's president-elect. So I understand we need to spend 90% of our time getting him elected, but we better start what you just said, vetting the cabinet, getting that stuff ready so there's thinking ahead of us so we don't repeat what happened 8 years ago or 7.5 years ago, and so we head the global assault at the pass with what they're planning, because they're already acting like, from the evidence I see, they've got some low-level oligarchies fighting over who controls the puppet, but the big fish are actually getting ready for a big move against America, war with Russia expanding. I'm not sure, but I'm just saying this is important.
I think you just hit the great danger, which is Trump very clearly emerges in this debate as the peace candidate. Basically says that even before being sworn in, he believes he could bring peace in the Russia-Ukraine situation. That is makes him the peace candidate. That is a real threat. It's absolutely clear if they insist on Ukraine, joining NATO in September that has the capacity to trigger a world war.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's Wednesday, July 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. On this Independence Day Eve, coming to you live from Austin, Texas. Keeping the spirit of the revolution alive. There's a lot of stuff to talk about today. Although the dominant, preeminent story across all the headlines today is the continuing fallout of Donald Trump humiliating Joe Biden on national television. It's seriously like the number one story everywhere. And the cope is off the charts. It's really a fascinating political landscape that we find ourselves in. We're going to show you all sorts of various responses about this. It is tearing the Democrats apart, and you love to see it. You absolutely love to see it. We have a lot more to talk about as well. Of course, everything from immigration to World War III and everything in between. And so let's just get into it. We'll start today, as we do every day, with your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Wednesday, the 3rd of July, 2024. Judge in Trump's criminal hush money case postpones sentencing until September 18th. The move comes on the heels of the Supreme Court's immunity decision. The hearing, previously scheduled for July 11th, will now be delayed until at least September 18th. The judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's criminal hush trial case in New York has postponed the sentencing until September 18th, and no time sooner, which is very interesting. Everybody was gearing up for his sentencing in about a week, but it's been postponed. It's been postponed. Judge Merchan, in his response Tuesday, signaled that the parties that he would rule on Trump's motion to set aside his conviction on September 6th. He gave Trump until July 10th to submit papers to the DA's office and until July 24th to respond. Interestingly, we haven't seen any movement on the revelation that the jurors in the Trump trial had talked amongst themselves. I remember there's a Facebook post by a cousin of one of the jury members the day before the verdict was released, posting on Facebook, actually, I'm cousins with one of the jurors and he's going to be convicted, meaning that they had broken their vow, meaning that they can't be trusted to deliver an actual verdict, meaning the whole thing should probably have to be done over. Judge Merchan released this information like a month ago, and I guess we're just not doing anything about that. So, okay, good. Now the Supreme Court decision is causing a delay. But suffice it to say, nothing the Democrats are trying to do is working out even in the slightest. And so they're getting desperate, and that's a dangerous place to be. Meanwhile, top advisor to Khamenei says Iran will back Hezbollah with all means if war breaks out. A top advisor to Iran's supreme leader says the Islamic Republic and its proxies would support Hezbollah with all means if Israel launches a war in Lebanon, the Financial Times reports. While stressing that Iran is not interested in a war, Kamal Karazi, Ali Khamenei's foreign affairs minister, warns there could be a chance of expansion of the war to the whole region in which all countries, including Iran, would become engaged. In that situation, we would have no choice but to support Hezbollah by all means. He notes that such a war serves neither the interests of Iran nor the U.S. Serves nobody's interest, really, except for Benjamin Netanyahu. So it'll probably happen. And we'll have to deal with the fallout. Or we could just not. We could just choose not to do that, not to get involved in another totally disastrous Middle East war. But, hey, terrible outcomes haven't stopped us before. Meanwhile, this story should make your head spin. Ukraine is told it's too corrupt to join NATO. Ukraine is being told it's currently too corrupt to join NATO in a major blow to Volodymyr Zelensky. The alliance will request additional steps from Kiev before membership talks progress, a senior official from the U.S. State Department said. The position will be set out in writing in the NATO communique to be signed at the alliance's annual summit on July 9th. We have to step back and applaud everything the Ukraine has done in the name of reforms over the last 2+ years, the officials told Telegraph. But if they continue to make, and if they continue to make those reforms, we want to commend them. We want to talk about additional steps that need to be taken, particularly in the area of anti-corruption. It's a priority for many of us around the table. Yes, folks, Ukraine, too corrupt to join NATO, just corrupt enough to send hundreds of billions of dollars. Just incredible, isn't it? I wonder what changes they're talking about having been made over the last 2 years. Are they talking about when Volodymyr Zelensky canceled elections and said, I'm going to be president until this war's over, and the war's over when I decide? All right, is that one of the positive reforms they're talking about? The elimination of elections, the imprisonment and confiscation of material from dissident media outlets? Is that the reform that they're so encouraged by? I mean, my God. Yeah, maybe they're not corrupt enough for NATO. Maybe that was a misstatement from NATO. Maybe they're like, you're making really good progress on the whole canceling elections, destroying the media landscape sort of thing. We want to see more, though. We want to see more of that. Meanwhile, in America, FBI supervisors allege Bureau improperly pulling conservative agents' security clearances. New whistleblower complaint follows a Just the News report in June that revealed the FBI's shocking litmus test for one agency employee's security review. An FBI supervisor is blowing the whistle on his own organization, alleging to the Justice Department's chief watchdog and Congress that the Bureau has been improperly suspending or revoking the security clearances of agents it believes to hold conservative political views. Yeah, it's really not that complicated. They're creating a Gestapo. That's what it is. They're creating an SS. They're creating a ideological police force to, you know, investigate and punish their political enemies. It's really not that complicated. It is that tyrannical. It does represent the end of everything America once stood for, but it's not complicated. It's very simple. Finally, we have this. Hunter Biden joins West Wing meetings after dad's disastrous debate as he doesn't trust his aides. That's right, folks. The crack-smoking, whoremongering, degenerate pedophile Hunter Biden is now sitting in on top-level White House meetings and helping direct his father's policy. Isn't that something?
Always has been.
Isn't that something? I'm just going to let that sink in for a minute there. First son Hunter Biden has been joining West Wing meetings with his father since President Biden returned to the White House on Monday. As the oldest ever sitting president resists calls from fellow Democrats to step aside, the Post has confirmed. Scandal-plagued Hunter. Yeah, he's scandal-plagued. No, he's diseased. No, he's diseased and, you know, with plagues worse than scandal. Let's just say that. He's 54. He's convicted June 11th of 3 federal gun felonies and is scheduled for a second federal trial September 5th for a $1.5 million alleged tax fraud. And he's an advocate for his 81-year-old dad continuing to seek her second term as the Biden family reportedly blames longtime advisors for the president's dismal Thursday debate performance. Hunter Biden's unusual new role in meetings was first reported by NBC News, citing four sources, and they confirmed to the Post by two sources with indirect knowledge who said they aren't sure precisely what his role has been in informing official and political decision-making. The internal reaction among aides was, quote, what the hell is happening, after the first son popped into multiple meetings and phone calls. That's okay, folks. Our geriatric, dementia-ridden zombie of a president now has his crack-addled criminal son there to advise him. And make, I mean, is Hunter our guy? Is Hunter working behind the scenes? Hunter's in there going, no, no, Dad, you got to stick to it. These people are all, they all are haters.
But with like more of a voice like Archer.
Yeah. Well, I can't do an Archer impression. I don't know if I've ever heard Hunter Biden talk. I think maybe I've seen more of Hunter Biden than anybody else I've ever seen that I haven't heard talk, but I have no idea how this man talks. Just, I envy the historians. I envy the historians who, you know, kind of like we like to look back and see the stories of Caligula, Emperor Tiberius, and his crazy child sex island. Yeah, the pedophiles liked islands all the way back in the first century, in case you didn't know. We like reading about Nero and just, you know, Caligula making his horse a senator, or going to war with the ocean and having his army throw spears in as they gather seashells as the booty. It's all very funny. Wouldn't be fun to live through, though. Wouldn't be fun to actually live through it, and that's essentially where we are now. Old Joe Biden, just on display in front of everybody as the incompetent, brainless fool that he is, has now brought in his cartoonishly evil son to advise him. But, you know, we keep hearing Biden surrounds himself with the best people, even though Biden himself is a incompetent old coot. At least he surrounds himself with the best of the best, you know, like Hunter Biden. Hunter's by, he's just his son. Why are you going after a father for loving his son? His laptop doesn't have anything to do with Joe Biden. Now Hunter Biden is sitting in the Oval Office next to the President of the United States on what national security issues? Like, what is he sitting in on? What advice is he giving? Does it matter now, Democrats?
Can you imagine granting, being like on the group of people who are like granting Hunter Biden security clearance to even foot in the White House?
Can you even get in the White House if you have a felony conviction on a gun charge? I mean, how does this even happen? And again, if the people around President Biden didn't stop this, are the American people going to take it into account when they're voting for him? I mean, my God, my goodness. And we have so many videos. I mean, just across the board, everybody on the left and the right is talking about what is going to happen with the Democrats. Look, this has happened in history. I can tell you what's going to happen. There have been other presidential campaigns that have faltered and failed, and they've had to bring in a replacement at the last second to fill them in. This has happened before. It results in total landslide victories for the opposite party. They've lost. They've lost at this point. Now, if there's one thing we know about the Democrats, they're willing to do anything not to lose. So, again, we are entering a very dangerous situation, meaning that, you know, the deep state, Democrats, the globalist factions, whoever they are, they'll do really outrageous things in order to maintain control. We can foresee another pandemic outbreak. They'll launch World War III. I mean, there's nothing they won't do to maintain power. They'll lie right to your face, even when they know that you know they're lying. You think when the 51 agents wrote the letter saying that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, do you think they thought they were going to get away with that? Do you think they thought they were pulling the wool over everybody's eyes and they weren't going to get caught? No, they lied knowing they were going to do so with impunity, that the media would report their story unquestioningly. And even when the truth was revealed, they could weasel their way out of it. These are the types of people we're talking about. People unrestrained by decency, the law, care and empathy or consideration for their fellow human beings. Very dangerous, but perhaps even more dangerous than that is the level of willful ignorance and cultish devotion to the party that's being evinced by the Democrats right now. And, you know, we'll start with clip number 9 here. We'll start on a light note before moving to some of these other videos, delving into the reaction of the powers that be to the mask coming off. Because, again, nothing new happened during the debate. Nothing was revealed during the debate. Everything about Biden's mental incapacity has been reported ad nauseum on InfoWars and a number of other right-wing outlets. So this is all just a media manipulation. That's all it is. It's really amazing evidence of just how capable the media is at both burying real scandals and then causing total nationwide panic whenever they choose. It's practically like they have an on-off switch on the consciousness of the American people. If they don't want American people knowing that something is the case and talking about it, then they are able to shut it down with astonishing efficiency. And if they want all of the American people to treat something as a life-ending crisis that requires constant obsession, then they can flip the switch and suddenly that is the headline everywhere. It really is astonishing. So we'll go first to clip number 9 here. A visit to your local conspiracy dealer.
Dude, give me something, man. Something's definitely wrong with Biden. I saw the debate.
Oh, you saw the debate last night, and now Biden looks a little incompetent.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen him look this bad. Sweet, sweet little idiot.
You think he developed dementia 1 hour before walking onto the stage last night?
I hadn't really thought of it.
No. The answer's no. Which means he's been showing it for years, and they lied to you. Well, you got to think about it. If Joe Biden's incompetent, who got us into almost World War III with Russia so far? Who decided to keep our borders open? Who decided to give Ukraine $200 billion? Who decided that we were going to withdraw out of Afghanistan the way that we did and make ourselves look stupid? Who's driving the ship? Say it with me.
Deep state.
You're almost there.
That's the swamp.
You're almost there, but you're not quite there. Come around back and I'll tell you more.
All my friends are going to hate me when I tell them.
Friends.
A little lighthearted view at the scandal.
That is so close to reality.
Yeah, it is pretty much reality. It is pretty, and this is, you know, one of the concerning things. Most of the talk about this is about what do we do about replacing Joe Biden? How are we going to win when everybody knows about Joe Biden? That's what they're concerned about. It's not concerned about who's actually running the country or about the fact that they've been lied to by the media relentlessly for years on end about this exact topic. None of that seems to enter into the mind of the liberals. It's just, well, now our lie's been exposed. What other lie can we manufacture to keep winning regardless? Because power is the only thing they really seem to care about at all, honestly. We go to clip number 1 here now. This is a Biden campaign spokesperson, Adrian Elrod, just begging everybody, please, for the love of God, stop talking about Biden's cognitive impairment. Let's watch.
I think it's just getting a little silly here that we're talking about one night in this presidential campaign where, yes, he had a bad night. But why are we letting that, you know, continue to make the news about what's at stake in this race?
Just one night. It was one night of a campaign. I mean, you're really going to judge a man by one night? Well, here's the problem, though, lady. It's the only night that Joe Biden's actually been made to answer questions and stand in front of a camera for an extended period. It's the one night in this entire campaign that Joe Biden has actually had to stand for himself and let himself be judged by the American people. So, you know, outside of highly orchestrated and, by the way, equally embarrassing campaign events. I mean, just because you don't show them on TV doesn't mean that these embarrassing things aren't happening continuously. Hell, we have video from between now and the debate. Like, it hasn't stopped. He continues to embarrass himself. Most of his campaign appearances we've shown on this show because we like to start off in the mornings with a little bit of humor. And usually Joe Biden trying to interact with regular people is hilarious. Or trying to do anything, really. It's all very funny. So for months, we've been showing videos of him going to gas stations and like just wandering around. Like, have you ever seen the footage of the guys from Africa who've never seen electricity and suddenly they're flown into like London? You know, the way they look at escalators, that's the way Joe Biden looks at just like a convenience store. Just baffled, confused, shocked. This has been going on forever. So this was the one night that they couldn't hide. The one night that they were actually subjected to scrutiny. So yeah, it's the one night that we're focusing on. Because the one time you screwed up and let the American people see behind the curtain. That's why we're talking about the one night. Ah, this one night. What about all the other nights? Oh, well, he's hiding those. He's hiding those other nights. He's asleep by seven most nights. You know, they've gone over the schedule of it. You know, they're blaming the people. They're like, he was overprepared. And then you learn that for the week that he was preparing for the debate, he didn't start preparations until 11 a.m. and always took a lengthy afternoon nap. So like, oh, he was overprepared. He napped too much? What do you mean he was overprepared?
You know, like in Universal Soldier, when they have to take the soldiers and put them back in like the cryo stasis thingy?
I don't, but I'm following you.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, that's exactly what's going on. They've got to take him. They've got to preserve what biological processes he still has left, right? This is a little bit of what it looks like. Oh yeah, that was totally my voice.
Yeah, I don't know. That looked kind of cool, though. Imagine that, but with an 80-year-old man
and a poopy diaper
and a poopy diaper. But no, look, we're not judging him by just one night. That one night fits in a pattern. That one night was a premier example of what we see every time the man goes in front of a camera. Literally, since the debate happened on Thursday. Since Thursday, there's been like four examples of him like reading the teleprompter notes at the end of the speech and just embarrassing himself continuously. Let's go now to clip number 10. Here's Joe Biden on Friday or Saturday caressing a black man for a bizarre reason. Let's watch. He is, goes for the handshake. The caress. Oh, gentle petting. So nice. I love the guy's face. Joe puts his hand on him and the guy looks down like, what the hell are you doing?
I'm Joe Biden. You ever met my son Hunter? He's the smartest man I know.
So yeah, it's not one night. It's him. It's Joe. It's just him. And everything he does and every time he's outside. But this is the way they're, this is all they've got. This is all they've got, basically. They have run all of the excuses and found that there's nothing. There's nothing they have. So basically, instead of trying to say, oh, well, he has a cold. No, he was just tired. Actually, he was training too hard. He was overprepared. Actually, it was his aides that messed up. Actually, you know, just like whatever excuses they can come up with, they've eventually landed on, okay, it was terrible, but it was one night, okay? It was just, I mean, look, the one time that we let you actually see him, it's exposed what a incompetent fool he is. But it was just one night, so we'll just hide him for the rest of the election and hope that works. Good luck, guys.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Im Süden hat der Gegner Zossen genommen und stößt auf Stahnsdorf vor. Der Feind operiert jetzt am nördlichen Stadtrand zwischen Frohnau und Pankow. Und im Osten ist der Feind bis zur Linie Lichtenberg-Marsdorf-Karlshorst gelangt.
Mit dem Angriff Steiners wird das alles in Ordnung kommen.
Mein Führer,
Steiner konnte nicht genügend Kräfte für einen Angriff massieren. Der Angriff Steiner ist nicht erfolgt.
Es bleiben im Raum Keitel, Jodl, Krebs und Burgdorf.
Das war ein Befehl! Der Angriff Steiners war ein Befehl!
Hier sind sie! Das wird Baden! Sie seien befähigt, zu ihnen feiten! So weit ist das also gekommen. Kapitän hat mich verlogen! Jeder hat mich verlogen, sogar die SS! Die gesamte Generalität ist nichts weiter als ein Haufen niederträchtiger, treuloser Feiglinge!
Mein Führer, ich kann nicht zulassen, dass die Soldaten, die für Sie verbringen...
Bist das Feiglinge! Verreiter, Versager!
Mein Führer, was Sie da sagen, ist ungeheuerlich!
Die Generalität ist das Geschmeiß des deutschen Volkes! Sie ist ohne Ehre! Sie nennen sich Generale, weil Sie Jahre auf Militärakademien zugebracht haben, nur um zu lernen, wie man Messer und Gabel hält! Jahrelang hat das Militär meine Aktionen nur behindert. Es hat mich jeden nur als wichtigen Widerstand in den Weg gelegt. Ich hätte gut daran getan, von Jahren alle höheren Offiziere liquidieren zu lassen, wie Stalin. Ich war nie auf einer Akademie. Und doch habe ich allein auf mich gestellt. Ganz Europa erobert. Verräter, von allem Anfang an bin ich so verraten und betrogen worden. Es wurde ein ungeheurer Verrat geübt am deutschen Volke. Aber alle diese Verräter werden bezahlen. Mit ihrem eigenen Blut werden sie bezahlen. Sie werden saufen in ihrem eigenen Blut.
Bitte gerne. Jetzt beruhig dich doch.
A shockingly accurate portrayal of the panic, the DNC. Shockingly accurate. And just the way this is being covered, again, this is like the top story across the spectrum here. And it's tearing the Democrats apart. It's actually very funny. Brian Stelter actually posted this. So I guess the Democrat Party is split right now between those who are actually trying to deal with and respond to the fact that Joe Biden's incapacity is now on display for everybody to see, and those who are furious at those first people for daring to recognize reality and not just mindlessly supporting their party, even though there is an incompetent madman at the helm. So Brian Stelter apparently falls into that first category, noticing and recognizing and wanting to actually respond to the revelation. So President Biden posts something saying, "Today I signed the National Plan to End Parkinson's Act, a law that will help prevent, treat, and cure Parkinson's disease and other similar disorders." Brian Stelter responds, "Today of all days." Right? It'd be like Joe Biden signing an Alzheimer's awareness bill the day after his Alzheimer's ruins his political career forever. Now, how do you think leftists respond to this? How do you think Brian Stelter's fellow liberals, fellow Democrats, comrade in arms, how do you think they responded to that? By, of course, throwing him totally under the bus and insulting and berating him in an attempt to, you know, shut him up, get him back into the fold, the silent, complacent fold. Aaron Rupar, your obsession with the Biden age stuff is veering into some weird territory. Yeah, he's obsessed with it now. What a crappy comment by one of the supposedly responsible journalists. What happened to you, bud? Says Justin Brannon. Daily Trix, very cool. You're not even pretending to be objective anymore. Yeah, Brian Stelter, he's just a far-right conspiracy theorist. He's just a Russian disinformation artist now. It's a literal cult, folks. It is crazy, but it's a literal cult. John Olderberg, one, no evidence or reporting that Biden has Parkinson's, as you imply here. Two, it's an ableist comment. If he had Parkinson's, it could well have no effect on his ability to do the job. And three, unfollowing. Unfollowing you. How dare you reference the fact that we all know Joe Biden's incompetent now? How dare you not resolutely stick to the lie that we've all agreed to perpetuate? Alexander Boyd says, go outside and touch grass. Vic Vella, Brian, I've always known you were a hack, learning now that you're also a total prick. Delete this. Apologize to people suffering from the disease. Start using your platform for something useful, for crying out loud. Yeah, nice people, huh? No, it's a nice group you've aligned yourself with, Brian. I can see why you're willing to do horrible things to stay in their company. Brian Kelly, you must be drinking, Brian. That joke was pathetic or a dog whistle. Either way, it was bad. You are an unserious journalist. Canadian named Fong. I felt bad when CNN let you go, but not anymore. You're a piece of blank, like Tapper and Bash. Yeah, they hate Tapper and Bash, too, for sitting there while Joe Biden destroyed himself. If you want to be a political pundit akin to Tucker Carlson, Charlie Kirk, and Ben Shapiro, you should say it. Yeah, he's a far-right Nazi extremist now. For pointing out what we all know to be true. And finally, Tanya Bailey. This is just gross, Brian. I've been a big fan of yours for years and was upset when CNN gave you the boot. I'm not so sure how much longer that will be the case. Man, you make one comment hinting at the truth and your fellow Democrats just tear you apart. Just vicious cannibalism. It's like a pack of wolves set on the fat, putrid, bloated carcass of Brian Stelter. It's what they deserve. I mean, these people deserve themselves. They deserve each other. This is the world they've created. You stick to the lie. You perpetuate the lie. You pretend the lie doesn't exist. You do whatever the party demands without even daring to hint at the thought of opposing the untruth, or you will be extricated. You'll be ostracized. You'll be removed from the ranks of the respectable. I wonder what Brian's going to do. I wonder if he's going to fold. I wonder if he deletes that tweet. I would like to sincerely apologize for the Parkinson's community for my insensitive comments, knowing full well that he's just cowering to the bullying from his fellow cult members. Remember that, I mean, just flashes of, you know, the research I did into Jim Jones, the Jim Jones cult, where even when the cult leader is exposed, if you even hint at recognizing that fact, it's not people outside the cult that are going to punish you. It's the cult that's going to punish you. You know, the cult members might be sort of dismissive and vicious to people outside of the cult, but to people inside the cult, they are brutal. Absolutely brutal. So if you're in the cult, you're in the cult, and you stick to the talking points. If you dare deviate even an iota, prepare to be verbally brutalized until you submit. That is the mindset of the Democrats, and even though we all can see the truth, they are compelled to deny it, because the lies are what they use to get power.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had.
We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We are going to move on from this topic in the next hour. I'm going to finish up with it here. But again, I mean, this is like the number one topic across the board today. This the continuing fallout to Joe Biden's historically bad debate performance. And it's less about the political intrigues of who's going to replace him and what are the Democrats going to do, and more about, you know, what we can learn about the world around us from some of the reactions to this stuff. The cultish mindset of the left, the willingness of them to put us all in danger rather than admit an incompetent, brain-dead old man is in control. And the difference and the wide and getting wider chasm between the mainstream media and the average Democrat who can just see with their own eyes what's happening. And tries as hard as they might, the mainstream media can't contain the truth forever. And it's out now, and the way that they're dealing with it is extremely illustrative. Now, Biden is suffering this fallout, whether he likes it or not. Biden plunges in swing state in leaked post-debate poll. The president is losing critical support in key battlegrounds, according to data from a premier Democratic firm, and putting previously non-competitive states in play. Also, for the first time, he's actually polling behind Kamala Harris, which, boy, that's like Ebola polling behind AIDS. And honestly, you know, one of the strangest parts is that he's still polling at all. I mean, this is the weird thing. We've covered it before, the fact that it's like 72% of Americans think Joe Biden is unfit to lead. It's like, really? That's all?
You're telling me 28% of people out there, more than one out of every four of my fellow Americans, thinks that this man is competent to lead? That's a big issue. That's not good. It means a quarter of American citizens are just brainwashed beyond repair. You could see the debate performance and think, yeah, that guy should be negotiating with Vladimir Putin. Okay, you shouldn't be able to vote. That's like a litmus test, and you have failed. While the debate may have barely registered in national data in their surveys of key electoral college states where voters are paying closer attention to the campaign, Biden is doing noticeably worse.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, good. So there's some, you know, remnant of consciousness left in the American people. That's wonderful. Of course, how CNN is covering this is typically dishonest. Here's the headline. Biden's mental fitness could have been better covered leading up to the debate, some White House reporters acknowledge. It could have been better covered, say the people who carried out the cover-up. It could, you know, his mental fitness could have been better covered, said the people who called you a domestic terrorist for questioning his mental fitness, who said it was Russian disinformation the day before it was all exposed. President Joe Biden's White House repeatedly and aggressively shot down reports on the president's age and any possible limitations on his ability to perform all the duties of his office. But after a shaky debate performance last week, in which Biden routinely struggled to get his point across, some in the White House press corps say they'd wish they'd pushed harder to tell the story. I mean, this is where we're at, folks. When their lies expose, their response is to go, yeah, we could have lied harder. You know, we could have had a more sophisticated lie. That literally, that's their response. That is actually their response. In June, when the Wall Street Journal published a lengthy piece on President Biden's mental state, the newspaper got slammed. The White House, its allies, and some in the media, including CNN's reliable sources, criticized the journal for quoting mostly Republican foes for the record, who had a clear political motive to damage Biden's image. Again, this is all... They like rely on this assumption that's just embedded in all of their reporting that there has to be some covert, underhanded, you know, drive behind telling the truth. There has to be some, you know, unspoken scheme behind just saying what the truth is. Like, I really am beginning to think, like, these people don't, they don't know what truth is. Like, they don't know what truth is. They don't understand it. When you tell the truth, when the truth comes out, as we just saw with Brian Stelter, acknowledging it makes you their enemy. There's this like allergicness to truth out there, this allergy to truth they have. It's kind of scary. After Biden's lackluster performance last week, some are questioning whether the White House press corps dropped the ball on fully covering Biden's limitations. No, you willfully lied about it. Dropped the ball? What? No, you willingly lied. Like a fumble is when, you know, you get tackled and the ball pops out. That's fumbling the ball. That's dropping the ball. When you are the quarterback and you throw the pass to the other team over and over, that's something else entirely. That's more accurate to what's happening here. It's not that you're fumbling the ball. It's that you are deliberately misleading everybody and everybody knows it. And I mean, it really is pathetic that they're trying to, scramble their way out of this, acting like they don't know, acting like they didn't know this the whole time, acting like their coverage of Biden being mentally incompetent and calling everybody who said that a right-wing domestic MAGA extremist. The right-wing media was calling him senile from day one, and that wasn't true, the reporter says. Then whenever you report on the age, you were in some way solidifying, giving credence to some people that were actually of bad faith. Yeah, I mean, they were right. They were accurate. When the cover-up finally collapsed and it was revealed for all to see whether Joe Biden was mentally incompetent or not, it showed that they were all completely correct. But see, the mainstream media didn't report on it before because in doing so, they would be bolstering the claims of the right wing. So translation there, the mainstream leftist media were politically biased. They were politically motivated to lie. The people telling the truth, you don't have to look for their bias. You don't have to look for what compelled them to say the truth. The truth is the truth. We were telling you the truth the whole time. It's CNN admitting in this article that they lied in order to not bolster a right-wing narrative that was, in fact, the truth. Okay? I'm glad we've cleared that up. Spectator's stolen my line. Spectator.com, the cheap fake presidency. Literally word for word what I said the day they came out with the cheap fake claim, but that's all right. From almost the outset of the Joe Biden's 2020 campaign, everybody from his family to close aides to the White House comm shops has engaged in careful stagecraft and clever editing to hide him away from the public. It's all coming out now, though, thanks to Biden's catastrophic debate performance that laid bare whatever condition he's suffering from for the entire country to see. Every carefully orchestrated step the White House took to shield Biden is now coming under a microscope. Yeah. Again, the question is, who's running the show? Who's actually doing all of this? From InfoWars, CIA declares Biden useless idiot after dementia patient claims he's king. I just love this headline from The Atlantic. I haven't even read the story, but it's so funny. The lie Democrats are telling themselves. As if there's only one. As if there's only one lie the Democrats are telling themselves. Hilarious. Very funny, Mark Leibovich from The Atlantic. There's a lie Democrats are telling themselves. Yeah, okay, sure. Totally. Totally. No, you're in a sea of lies. You're drowning in a sea of lies, sir. You are surrounded and deafened by a cacophony of endless, blatant lies. This lie just happened to be exposed. That's all. So you've been forced to acknowledge it. And if the debate hadn't happened, you would still, to this day, be calling everybody reporting on Biden's mental state a right-wing conspiracy theorist. You'd be calling all of them disinformation artists like you had up until it was all exposed. So funny. He's like, I learned that Republicans aren't the only party being led by a geriatric egoist who puts himself before the country. Now, the Democrats are the only. It's everything they believe is inverted. Everything they believe is not just wrong. It is the opposite of the truth. And my God, these people, it's like, you know, they finally have a chance to just acknowledge the truth. Just really show that. Despite their embedded bias, when push comes to shove, they're still decent, respectable people. They still uphold journalism as something with integrity. They had a chance here. They are actively blowing it as hard as possibly they can. I mean, they are really, really, really blowing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWars store.com and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
...176 pages of graphic and disturbing grand jury transcripts released today are from Jeffrey Epstein's 2008 criminal case. The files were under seal for 16 years until now, and they reveal that prosecutors heard graphic testimony about how Epstein sexually abused and exploited underage girls at his Florida home. Now, the Florida judge who released the files wrote in part, quote, "The details in the record will be outrageous to decent people, and the testimony taken by the grand jury concerns activity ranging from grossly unacceptable to rape. All of the conduct at issue is sexually deviant, disgusting, and criminal." That judge says these important documents are being made available to the public to ensure transparency and to give closure to the victims.
We always talked about the Achilles heel of the deep state is child molestation. That's the currency. Child molestation, child abuse, child murder, child trafficking, organ harvesting from children, that this is the currencies they traffic in, not just illicit drugs and weapons or stolen art. Those are all secondary to their main currency, children.
This is a thing, right, in Thailand, where different people will buy a spot in a red room with crypto so they can't be traced. A red room in Thailand is a room where a child is murdered every 3 weeks and they are sacrificed. And the person that pays with the crypto gets to choose how that kid is murdered.
For 100 years, Western intelligence agencies themselves infiltrated by secret societies out of Britain used sex operatives to compromise targets who weren't just agents of foreign governments, but who were in outside power structures that this group didn't control, but was seeking to get control. Cecil Rhodes wrote about this in several books on his plan for world government. He had the main British Empire behind him and supporting him. They set up roundtable groups across the world, like the Council on Foreign Relations in 1921 in New York, to take over our governments using payoffs, using sex operatives, and more. They found quickly that if you tried to set somebody up or blackmail them over cheating on their wife, it wouldn't work. But if you could induce them to have sex with an underage person or a child, you had them by the short hairs for the rest of their lives. Jeffrey Epstein was recruited by these systems in New York City more than 30 years ago to begin recruiting little girls as a pimp on an industrial scale. He reportedly had recruited hundreds and hundreds and hundreds a year. That's thousands over the years. To go out and then set up other people and bring them under his control.
Epstein owns a sprawling ranch in the state, complete with airplane hangar and landing strip, where the attorney general says some of the abuse took place.
This is a very large residence in a very isolated part of New Mexico.
There was clearly a cover-up by the FBI at the highest levels because, again, he was going out on a mass scale, on an industrial scale, recruiting sometimes hundreds of young women and girls a month to frame people, to dial them in, to compromise them. And that's just phase one. Then, as people get deeper into the cult, they start getting them into religious rituals. They become more and more dark, more and more satanic. Then the children get younger. And through that process, it's basically trauma-based mind control of the children and the adults, the cult finds out who is truly twisted and dark and who will carry out certain operations no matter how horrible.
As the latest from who's that? John Bowne. Epstein files come at a bad time for the elite. Is there ever a bad time for the Epstein files? We're going to get into a lot of other stories here in this second hour, and we'll take your phone calls for the second half of the show. Make sure to support everything that we do here at InfoWars by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Get yourself some incredible supplements with the 1776 Super Sale on now. What better way is there to celebrate the 4th of July, our Independence Day, than embodying that spirit of 1776 and supporting this singular outlet for truth, justice, and the American way? We'll be back on the other side. Stay with us.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
You know, there's a strange paradigm that takes place with the leftists and the liberals. And I guess it's inevitable when everything you believe is a lie, but you still have like some remnant of human consciousness there, you know, screaming from where they've shoved it down into the shadowy parts of their brains. And it's when these lies are exposed that we get the entertainment and the interesting things like, well, Joe Biden being exposed as incompetent, or, you know, the type of thing that happens when somebody that believes trans women are women gets asked if they're a trans man or a trans woman. Now, suddenly all of the beliefs that they will scream at you about, all of these things that they supposedly uphold as the ultimate truth, suddenly it all comes crumbling down. And we have some footage, a little video for you to explain this. Let's go to clip number 3, where we have a right-wing provocateur asking simple questions at a pride parade. Let's watch.
Beautiful trans woman out here. Tell us about your transition, how it went.
Can I hold this, please?
No.
So I have a question for you. Why are you asking me those questions?
Like we're interviewing like trans women and stuff like that.
I'm not a trans woman.
Oh, no. We're fully supportive. Do you want to talk about sort of transitioning or anything like that? Or like what people can...
I never transitioned because I was born a woman.
No, of course you're a woman, of course.
Does it make a trans woman any less of a woman?
No, you are 100% a woman.
I'm not a trans woman.
Is there another definition that people like to use, or?
You thought I was a man.
You thought I was a man. Oh, so trans women are men, huh?
Why is she so offended at that?
I know. What the hell? She must be transphobic. She must be a bigoted transphobe, obviously.
Which is weird, because she was totally wearing a rainbow dress.
Right.
I don't know if she knows that symbol has been co-opted.
It's very much so. It's very much been co-opted.
Like, where was her MAGA hat?
You know, it's just, again, this is just, they know they're lying, is the point, right? The point is, all of these people know they're lying. When they sit there and smugly tell you, trans women are women, sweetie. They know that's a lie. They know, absolutely. And their consciousness is going, yeah, tell them the lie. Tell them the lie. Be a part of the in crowd. This is what you have to do to be popular now. I mean, they don't care. They're lying. They're liars. They're liars. It's time to stop letting them act like this is all an accident. You can't be this wrong this often by accident. It's impossible. It's literally physically impossible. The problem, the real, real big issue, is that these people, these relentless, despicable liars, are so convinced somehow that this dishonest dream world they live in, this nightmare hallucination that they insist we all participate in, are actually trying to pass laws compelling you to go along with their lies. This is the mindset of the leftists and the liberal. They think that the lies are necessary somehow. That if everybody just believed the lie, then everything would be okay. That's essentially how it works. It's not like what is true and what is not, and it never even enters into their mind like, hey, maybe I shouldn't tell this lie. Maybe if I have to lie to justify my beliefs, I should not believe that thing anymore. That never enters into the conversation. That's never considered by them. No, they just think, how dare these people oppose my lie? If only everybody believed this lie, if only they were compelled by law to facilitate and contribute to this lie, then we could solve all the problems in the world. All the problems in the world would be solved if we could just stop people from telling the truth. That's really what it boils down to. These people, these liars, and it's about everything. It's about Biden. It's about just politics in general. It's about whether women and men are the same or different. I mean, they know they're lying. And the problem, as they see it, is that people are still allowed to tell the truth. That's the big issue here. If everybody would just go along with the lie, everything would be fine. And they are, in a very real way, destroying the First Amendment, as it is the biggest barrier to the universal and ubiquitous acceptance of their lie. When you have people who are capable of speaking out against your lie, that's an existential threat to the people of the lie. They're doing it on a national level. They're doing it on an international level, as organizations like the EU and the UN are pushing and working and continually scheming to try to get hate speech laws passed in this country, and are succeeding in some regard, at least when it comes to anti-Semitism. But it's happening on the local level too. And this again is the threat of the globalist construct, is that it exists at every one of these levels, and they all operate in tandem in an orchestrated way in order to sort of build up momentum. So you can pass all these laws on the local level. It's easy. You can get it through the city council. Nobody in the city even knows it's going on. You can set the precedent and then point to that as you implement the same policies at the state and then national level, which you hope by that point enough local law has been passed that anybody attempting to stand up against the destruction of the First Amendment at the national or state level will be stopped by the pre-established hate speech ordinances at the city level. They've actually done this in Coeur d'Alene, of all places, which is the most conservative place in the most conservative state. And yet, somehow, these people are still ruled by liberal morons. I don't get this. This is so unbelievably weird to me. And yet, it seems to exist everywhere in this country. That the most red, conservative, down-home country provinces in this country are still ruled by these power-hungry, patently dishonest leftists. I don't, it's great. It's just absolutely crazy that people are going along with this. And you know, learning how they operate and undoing their strategy is like paramount in getting things back to normal. Just having people represented by people who are like them. Essentially, all of conservative America is just under occupation right now. We're just occupied by an enemy government at every level who are imposing upon the people against their will restrictions to their speech, their way of life, flooding them with foreigners despite their objections, tearing down their forests to build low-income, high-density housing. We are under occupation at every single level. And I don't just mean, you know, the Israeli PAC controlling the federal government. I'm talking about in the most conservative small towns in Texas, somehow they are still managed and governed by a cabal of school marm, tattletale leftist squibs. It's strange. It's very strange. So the Coeur d'Alene government, local city council, apparently passed this hate speech law. And they, of course, were opposed by their citizens, but that's never stopped them before. And we'll show you a speech here, clip number 6, of a citizen arguing against their imposition of this speech law. And you just have to ask yourself, how is it that anybody disagrees with this man? What he's saying is so fundamentally true, fundamentally important and valuable. And yet it seems like nobody in power can even understand what he's saying. Let's go now to clip number 6.
Thank you. Esteemed elected officials, I have an easy job tonight. I speak in defense of free speech, the First Amendment, on the anniversary of Independence Day, to a council that's contemplating the introduction of the concept of thought crime into our local ordinances. Ladies and gentlemen, you are elected to do a certain job. That job is not to monitor the consciences of your citizens. In taking on the stance that it is not merely action which is the province of the law, but intent before any action takes place, you are joining totalitarians and theocrats around the world in deciding yourself what constitutes acceptable from unacceptable speech. And there is no difference between speech and thought. That is why it is the First Amendment to the Constitution. Because we cannot conceive of thought in our minds without words. I have no problem. In fact, I think it's a basic function of the law to look at the motives of a person who acts in a criminal fashion. But to say that the motivation itself will now be criminal is to step away from laws from Hammurabi's time to now, from measuring objective behavior to trying to discern what lies in the hearts and minds of human beings, which is not something I think any of us have the capacity to do. I come from a family that was split because my dad's Cuban Puerto Rican, and I grew up around New York City at a time when that mattered. I know firsthand the ravages of racism. I know what it's like to have somebody say of my sister, "Who is this dark person in my living room?" which one of her friend's fathers said. I understand what it's like to walk into a public place and wonder if somebody has noticed me as something other than what they are. I'll stand with anyone that wants to punish bigoted action. But to constrain speech is to take on a role that you were not elected for. And with all due respect, this community can forgive and forget the good intentions of you as you go about your righteous business of deciding zoning issues and city policy. But this community will not long forget you crossing a line and deciding what is and is not acceptable speech and thought. That's been done in Europe. And people have been thrown in jail for being Holocaust deniers.
So incredibly powerful public comments there from a Coeur d'Alene citizen. And, you know, so much of what he said is true there. And it's important to understand the reality of what speech laws mean. They're thought laws, as he expressed it, right? You can't have thoughts without words. What this is thought control. What this is making it illegal to think certain things, making it illegal to ask questions about certain things, or at least illegal to express that. Maybe that'll be the next frontier, right? They'll say, look, you can think whatever you want, okay? You just can't say it, all right? Where nobody's limiting your freedom of thought, you can still think it. It's just, you know, expressing it. It's going to be an issue. I guess we have failed in our job to actually not just pass on the legal ramifications or legal expression of things like free speech, but the moral imperative that's behind it, the reason why it's valuable, and what the alternative is. And, you know, it goes hand in hand with privacy. This idea that you should be surveilled all the time and that your discussions in your home or with your friends or in private communications online, that this is now the, you know, under the purview of the government. That's not even about, you know, saying things in public, which even then you have to be allowed to say, but they want into your private life to be able to dictate what you can and can't say. And unlike the value of free speech, the values behind the love of free speech, which admittedly might not be obvious on first blush, right? If you were to take a human being that's just totally, you know, out of a jar and doesn't know anything about anything, it's not totally obvious why you would want free speech. For a long time, for most of human history, free speech wasn't really considered a virtue. It was considered a danger. And people's beliefs were very carefully monitored by the authorities. But there are other things that the leftists reject that should, by all accounts, in any, you know, reasonable situation, these things should be intrinsic. They should be recognizable even when they're untaught. Like I was thinking about, I mean, to be right wing at this point is to simply believe in the self-evident. To believe in things that are self-evident and obvious. And to be a leftist is to exist solely in a world of constructed lies. Which is why they need censorship. It's why they need to control the means of information. Because without it, nobody would come to the conclusions that they've come to. Nobody. In other words, if you take a feral kid who's been raised by wolves or foxes or something and dropped him into, you know, an American city, nobody would have to tell them that there's a difference between men and women. They would just see, it would just be self-evident. It is self-evident. It is something that is so obvious, it doesn't even need to be said. And yet, if you believe this self-evident thing, that men are men and women are women and there's a difference and it's a good thing that they're different and they serve different purposes, all of these things that are just known to us by evolution, by intrinsic nature, like we just understand this from the moment we're born pretty much. And yet, this represents a central lie of the Democratic Party that men and women are interchangeable. That only feminine qualities are desirable and you don't need male attributes like strength and resistance. They live in a construct of lies. And that's just one example, right? There are a million other obvious ones. And all this is to say that there are other intrinsic things that leftists are now openly rejecting. And one of these would be loyalty to your family. Basic loyalty to your own flesh and blood. In the same way that loyalty to your own people, nation, or race is seen as anathema by them, is somehow dangerous and objectionable and a symptom of hate, right? This is the lie that they have been pushing for years. Well, the natural point that this arrives, the natural destination of this path is telling you you're evil for supporting your own family, loving your own family, upholding your familial relationships over societal approval by a bunch of retarded scumbags who believe lies. This story is from the Postmillennial, and there have been many like this, unfortunately. Leftist college kid turns in January 6er dad, then raises $200,000 on GoFundMe while dad serves prison term. A 21-year-old who boasted about turning in his father to the FBI for going to the Capitol building on January 6, 2021, has received nearly $200,000 in donations on a GoFundMe after he said he would use it to pay for college or saving it for years to come. Refit was sentenced to the longest prison term of any of the January 6ers, though the over 7 years he received was longer than the 15 years the DOJ asked for. Jackson Refit, 21, is the son of J6 defendant Guy Refit. Guy was sentenced in August 2022 to 87 months in prison, 3 years of supervised release, $2,000 in restitution. The then teenage son had tipped off the FBI that his father had gone to the Capitol building. Although Guy did not even enter the building itself, he was found guilty of 5 felony charges. He was charged with having a gun on the grounds of the Capitol, though he did not use it. He was also charged with obstruction of justice, though that charge may now be vacated following the Supreme Court's decision in Fisher versus the United States. Jackson, the son, testified against his father at trial. He then made a GoFundMe page the same day as he did a CNN interview. And he got $200,000 as a reward for betraying his family. Now, this was a core aspect of the Soviet system as well. And if you read, I was reading this memoirs from a KGB defector. And to hear him describe the way that he knew he couldn't trust his own wife because he knew that any sort of, you know, thing he said, she would turn around and tell the authorities about. And that's the world they're very actively creating right now. Where if you have doubts about what the powers that be are doing, you're not going to go out and advocate for it publicly. You are going to be afraid to even mention it to your own family members because your children, your husband, your wife, your brother and your sister are being trained and rewarded by the Democrats in betraying you for the sake of the faceless state. Daily Beast, this feminine incel creep wrote an article called "I Turned In My Insurrectionist Dad, How Can Trump Be Immune?" He's proud of this. He has been rewarded for this. He sat there and testified against his dad and sent his dad to federal prison for years, his own father. And the left upholds him as a hero. Do you understand the evil that we're up against?
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements.
and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Crazy. You know, it's just one of those things. We covered it before. We were talking about Jamie Kilstein, I think his name is. Comedian. He went on Joe Rogan's show. I was basically telling this story about how he was a leftist and he was a big, you know, influencer who would go every day. He was talking, he was like, every day I'd wake up and it would just be like, who are we destroying today? Who are we taking down now? who's made some slight error in the way that they phrase things, and how can we get them fired from their jobs or otherwise destroy their lives for this minor transgression? And he was celebrated for this, and he was rewarded for this, and he was celebrated for this until suddenly somebody accused him of sexual misconduct. Suddenly he experienced what it was like. It's almost like a movie scene, right? It's like the person who's Nelson from The Simpsons getting laughed at and going, is this how it feels? Is this what it's like? Oh my gosh. It's like, really, never once in the hundreds of times that you participated in a mob attack, mob outrage against somebody destroying their lives, never once did you think, man, what would it be like to be this person? What if this person is being falsely accused? And how would that feel if I was them? Never once did it even enter their mind to have even a moment of empathy for the people they were destroying. And yet, as he's talking about this and talking about literally describing his life, saying, I woke up every day and was like excited to destroy someone's life. And he and Joe Rogan agree, like, well, both sides do this. And it's just like, no, both sides do not do this, you absolute psychopaths. Nobody on the right destroys anybody's lives for being slightly, inaccurate in their phrasing. Nobody does that. And yet it's the perception that apparently Republicans are doing the same thing that Democrats use to justify their own actions. They sit there going, I know this is wrong, but this is a dog-eat-dog world and we're just playing the game. And it's like, no, nobody's playing the game on the other side. I think at the time that this all happened, the way we described it was like you're out there in Vietnam with your battalion. You think you're fighting a war, but you're just massacring civilians. It's a massacre, not a battle. You're sitting there like, we won the battle today, boys. And it's just like a bunch of children around you that you've shot in the head. But everybody around you is patting you on the back and going, wow, we won that fight, didn't we? When we burned the village, the unarmed civilians in the forest. So they think they're in a fight. They think they're in a battle. They think they're going tit for tat. When in reality, they're just massacring innocents. And it's so frustrating. It's shocking. It's really inexplicable to me how people can fall for this. I've heard in my own life, reasonable people that are like conservative minded, and yet all of the news that they get from anywhere, it's delivered to their iPhone, whether they like it or not, or it's on even Fox News or CNN. And these people are just like, well, I'm sick of politics in general. Yeah, it's both sides here. And it's like, can you ever imagine conservatives celebrating somebody turning in their own family member for a totally nonviolent act of free speech and getting them sent to jail for 3 years? Can you imagine conservatives supporting that? No, only one side is this bloodthirsty. There's only one side that is this demented, that is this so far removed from humanity. And it's not a rare thing. It's not an outlier occurrence, right? This guy, this, weird looking, I don't even know what he looks like. Just, I don't know, Antifa incel, I guess, would be a way to describe it. Looks like he goes outside to buy soy and scurries back home to post about what a hero he is for destroying his father's life. Now, it'd be different if it's like, hey, my dad's about to plant a bomb and I need to tell somebody.
It would be different if his dad actually pulled his weapon out.
Did anything.
Right, right.
At all.
I mean, if we're being real, like, we know that, like, his dad definitely had a weapon on Capitol grounds, but, again, a lot of people went there looking, after a summer of riots with BLM, the guy was probably looking to protect himself, never brandished the weapon, never pulled it out, right? No one would have known had his son not said anything. So I'm kind of conflicted there because, again, there's some people who we won't have on this show that we know had bad intentions, you know, who went and participated in January 6th, right? Like if you, let's say just for example, this is just kind of a random example. If you like show up with a metal baseball bat, you know, we're probably not going to have you on the show because you wanted to use the metal baseball bat, right? You're not concealing it. There's that. So that's kind of crazy. The craziest part about this is that the kid still thinks it's Donald Trump that set his dad up to this. The quotes in that Daily Beast article state, "I had a perfect family before 2016. Like he thinks his dad was radicalized, yet he can't see the fact that he was radicalized himself.
Yeah.
We know that this person was a participant with Antifa and BLM and
he turned his own father into the feds. I mean, this is the ultimate thing, right?
Attention-seeking behavior amongst his peers, right? He was looking to be cool with his peers. He probably told someone, and someone in his friend, in his Antifa friend group was like, dude, you need to turn your dad in.
Right. It's not just, like, acceptable. It's like he's like a hero. He's like a hero. You know, it reminds me kind of like the COVID thing where it's like they want it to be painful. They, you know, the people being like, they think they're righteous because the lockdown was so hard. It's like the harder something is, the more, you know, painful it is to participate in the group, the more, you know, you show that you're dedicated to it. Well, I mean, I'm real because I turned in my own father for this. People are like, wow, how brave. I wish my dad went to the Capitol so I could turn him in.
Like, honestly, I know, like, what my first reaction is, and I've been delivering my hot take to the crew, and they have all been nodding and agreeing.
What's your hot take?
I can't say it on air, but...
Well, what the heck?
As the dad, right, if you giveth life, you may also taketh life away. it's very one-dimensional, right? My hot take isn't that good, but honestly, we would want, right, for a family reunification, for people to get over it, but how do you find it's just probably beyond me right now, as a 35-year-old, to find that type of compassion. I don't know. Like, for someone who...
No,
it's
look.
It's just like the deepest betrayal.
It is. It's the deepest betrayal. And again, you know, look, if you find a skull in your dad's stuff, if your dad's like a murderer and you're like, oh, crap, I don't want him to kill people and, like, this is painful, but I got to do what's right. I can sympathize with that. Sure, there's a time and a place where, you know, your responsibility to your fellow human beings may outweigh your loyalty to your family in a very rare and extreme circumstance. And it annoys us when you've got, you know, this, you know, people who are willing to look the other way and free a murderer because, you know, they're black and he's black and they have racial solidarity or family solidarity, you know, when it's like, don't talk to the cops, don't say you saw anything, even though, you know, you could identify your murderer because, like, there's a time and a place if you're actually preventing violence, then yes, it's painful, but sometimes, you know, you got to go against family. But something is as political as this, as inconsequential as this. His dad hurt nobody, didn't do anything wrong, wasn't going to hurt anybody, and yet he is celebrated for the fact that he sent his father away for years. And this is what I don't get, how normies don't see this, and it just doesn't turn their stomach of what these people are like.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your operation, a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. If you want to hear the ultimate irony about this, we'll move on. But just to remind you, I mean, this is still going on. 2 days ago, on Monday, Anna Maltese at Maltese Anna, F this immunity BS, this is my mother, Christy Maltese. She and her sister, Joan Maltese, flew out to D.C. to take part in January 6th white supremacist riot. Prior to that, Christy was fired for racism at LCAD, where she taught animation. This woman was the art director for, like, Pocahontas and the Beauty and the Beast. And she attended January 6th, and so her scumbag evil daughter is now trying to turn her in because she's so mad that the Supreme Court said, yeah, the president has powers to do things that people couldn't normally do. This is just how demented these people are. I mean, demented is, I think, a good way to put it. But I mean, if they can really, you know, distort your worldview to this point, you should really be worried. And this is the greatest irony. This hilarious looking dude, this very funny, I don't even know how to describe him. Self-important, zit-faced leftist, Jackson Reffitt, is wearing a shirt that has
cats with like gasoline and a lighter says, here comes trouble.
I guess
he's here to cause trouble.
He did inherit his dad's fashion sense.
Yeah, maybe so. Like, can you imagine being somebody that's like, oh, watch out. Watch out. Here comes trouble. I'm like an arsonist. I'm like a dangerous rebel. And I got $200,000 for turning my dad into the feds.
Looks shady.
Watch out. I'm like a total like rebellious Antifa type. But like, if you disobey the government, I will turn you into the federal police, even if you're my own flesh and blood. Even if you raised me, cared for me for untold hours of your life, even though you gave everything to give me a good life, I'm going to turn you into the federal police because I'm such a rebel. These people, man. These people. Ingratitude doesn't even begin to describe it. They're dangerous. Their mind is dangerous. And they have to be stopped. But again, I want to remind you, it's not an outlier. It's not like this dude turned in his dad and everybody on the left went, I mean, we, you know, January 6th was kind of messy. I mean, they broke some windows, but you turned your dad in to the FBI? Really? That's not really what we're all about here. We're the rebels, you know? We don't snitch. It's not really what we do. It would be one thing if that was the response. If this guy turned himself in. And I could even understand like it's like a timid sort of, look, dude, you know, we don't think January 6th was good, but you, I mean, I get it. You turned in your own dad, mate, but there's not even like a timid sort of support. There is raucous applause for this kid. He's writing articles about what a good thing this was. He's being celebrated. He's been given nearly $250,000 as a reward for this act of betrayal. So it's not like an outlier. It's not like this is a one-off. It's not like this is an extreme example. This is the party that we're up against. This is the Democrats. And it's worth it to remember that. Leftist college kid turns in January 6th her dad and then raises $200,000 on GoFundMe while father serves prison term.
Also, if you are just not totally like in hate with this person, go read about what he said about this GoFundMe. He's like, oh yeah, people like urged me to make a GoFundMe, so here it is, and this can pay for college, or I might save it for years to come. It's like, dude, we hate you so much more now.
Yeah, like, literally everybody should hate this kid. Everybody should hate him. It's like a human response to hate people like this.
Think I should reach out to him for an interview?
Yeah, let's see if we can get him on. Let's see if we can have him on. How should we reach out to him? Like, hey, man, we just want to thank you for being so brave and being willing to overcome your evolutionary imperative to not be a squealing little moron. We're so proud of you for turning in your own father. That took a lot of bravery to betray the man who gave you life. Really incredible stuff. Imagine being that guy's dad. Imagine every day waking up in a cold, dank federal prison cell and remembering the only reason you're there is because your scumbag Antifa son testified against you in trial. Yeah. Yeah. And these are the people that'll, you know, cut you off. If you dare question Matt, I still have I have cousins that I haven't talked to since 2020 because I said the masks don't work. These people are insane, man. They have something wrong with them very, very deep in their soul. In a way, I pity them, but I pity them kind of like how you pity a dog that has rabies. How you pity old Yeller in that final scene. I wish they hadn't done this to you. I wish they hadn't poisoned you this way. I really wish you were stronger and able to resist the brainwashing, because what you have become is unsalvageable. And that's sad, but we're going to have to do what's necessary. Because humanity can't survive with squealing little rats being celebrated by the media, being rewarded for this act of familial betrayal and fratricide, what essentially is a legal form of fratricide. Just horrific. I'm going to take your calls on all of these topics. Give us a call now. We'll take your calls throughout to the third hour of the show. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call now on American Journal. This is an interesting article from unusualwhales.com. Interesting because it's making a financial argument to call for more migrants in this country. But they're doing it in an interesting way. See, usually the financial argument is just a lie. Usually they say, well, we need 5 million new migrants in Ireland to uphold the pension system. And then they get the migrants, and then they all go on welfare, and then the pension system is drained. And so it never fulfills the stated purpose of bringing in the migrants, and yet they still are bringing in migrants. So that's just a lie. That, you know, when they say we need to bring in migrants to boost our economy, that's usually just a lie. In this case, they're actually being honest with the economic implications of tens of millions of foreigners from third world countries flooding across our border. They actually are making the argument that if we didn't have millions upon millions of migrants, the American people might actually get paid higher. And that's a problem. That's an issue, apparently. They're actually, in a strange way, making the argument that somehow having tens of millions of migrants is what's needed to defeat inflation. From Unusual Wales, deporting immigrants could shrink the labor force, creating more competition for U.S. workers and pushing up wages, also adding to inflationary pressure. Economists warn. Warn? What do you mean warn? Like, deporting migrants means you'll get paid more. Be careful. Beware. This is a warning. If you deport the migrants, you're going to get more money. You're going to have to be paid a fair wage. They're not going to be able to use the imported slave labor, so be careful out there. Yeah, they're warning. They're warning your wages will go up if you deport migrants. 16 of the world's notable economists, all Nobel Prize winners, are warning that former President Donald Trump's Trump could spark inflation if he wins presidency. Well, sparking inflation? You're standing in front of a blazing inferno, warning about sparks? No, inflation is already very, very high, and we have tens of millions of migrants. But somehow getting rid of the tens of millions of migrants will get us back to the inflation that we had before the migrants came? Wait. No. It'll make it worse. Sorry. It's supposed to make it worse. It doesn't make any sense. What does make sense is that, yeah, you bring in third world slave labor and you don't pay Americans as much. It's pretty simple. To the economists, this is very bad. It's very dangerous. To the average American person, this is one of the many reasons we want the deportations. But thanks for being honest, I guess.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place and cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
The Bioweapon Lab decides what Americans and Canadians and Germans and Mexicans and Brazilians can say, and sets the AI to watch you and control you. Welcome to the new world order.
Well, a handful of people is spreading the idea on social media that the rollout of 5G cell towers is responsible for the COVID-19 epidemic. Some of the towers have even been set on fire in the UK. As our Victor Williams reports, it's having consequences here for people who are just out doing their jobs.
Yeah, well, the fact that anyone would believe this theory is absolutely mind-blowing, and doctors everywhere are agreeing that these 5G towers have absolutely nothing to do with the spread of the coronavirus.
Of course, if we're going to have drones watching us and checkpoints and stay at home, lockdown, house arrest orders, of course they're going to tell the children, watch your parents. Because you see, 1984 for these guys is a owner's manual. It's an operations plan. Hillary Clinton's lessons of George Orwell's 1984 is to trust leaders, the press, and experts. Ah, they're coming for you. They're coming for all of us. The incremental ambient background noise of the electromagnetic radiation is being jacked up on high. Over the world, people are watching 5G go in by their house, and the trees die within weeks.
All on the left-hand side. Look on the left-hand side of that tree. Look on the right-hand side. That's all right. Yeah. Right, well, look at the right-hand side of the tree. Look at the front. Look at the bushes. Look at the green bushes. Yeah. Very nice. Look at the left-hand side. Dead. Do you know why? Because that's right next to it.
The grass begins to gnarl and brown. The birds move their nest. And the studies are coming out everywhere that the 5G towers are 3, 4, 5, 10 times stronger than even the FCC says they're allowed to have. And at the FCC agreed level, massive increases in cancer. Oh, you're burning inside now. That microwave's rubbing your molecules together. And you're burning inside. And soon, you will die. And the globalists think you're so stupid that when you're all dying, you won't even notice it.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play.
Now is the time to think what history
would say about this crisis. And now is the time for all of us to define our own role. What is it that would make it so that history would look at this crisis as the great opportunity?
But it's big corporations saying, we're going to shut down the world economy, consolidate it for the ultra rich, and tell people we're doing it to save the earth because the carbon is evil, even though all life on this planet is carbon-based. So Agenda 21 has been going on for 30-something years, since 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, when it became world law under George Herbert Walker Bush.
The world has an opportunity to unite around a strong global agreement.
Obama said he agreed it. The Senate didn't go along with it. Agenda 2030, you should go read it for yourself. And then everything they say that they're doing the opposite.
All right, stay with us, folks. Your phone calls on the other side. It's the American Journal.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has True Nation iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. We'll go to your calls here momentarily. Apparently last night, Hillary Clinton got pranked by the Russian impersonators who routinely call heads of state and other important figures and pretend to be Ukrainian officials. Kim.com posted it. Alex reposted it. Anything you can do to attack Trump, I'm all for it. He's a dangerous man. Hillary Clinton wants the former president of Ukraine to attack Trump before the election. The only problem is that dummy Hillary got pranked by Vovon and Lexus from Russia. They do this routinely. We have the video, but it's about 10 minutes long. And I've been able to scrub through it. I just saw this a moment ago when Alex retweeted it. Hillary just got pranked in an illegal foreign election influence in the 2024 presidential race. Remember, she was behind the fake Russian interference dossier in 2016. Yeah, they called pretending to be the ex-Ukrainian president and asked Hillary Clinton if there's anything we can do for you. And she's like, anything you can do, it'd be lovely. Please, we have to stop Trump. I'm so proud of you guys. Now, reminder, Ukraine has been told it's too corrupt to join NATO. Which is really interesting because Ukraine promising not to join NATO was basically the only thing that Russia wanted. They were just like, hey, look, you just sign a pact saying you're not going to join NATO and we're good. And they wouldn't do it. That's what this whole war has been over, essentially. Was that NATO is trying to progress towards Russia's borders. Russia sees Ukraine as strategically massively important, and that's them going over to the enemy. NATO is unacceptable for their national security. And so he demanded, and in the peace agreements, you know, a month after the war began, it was like, look, we'll go back to the way things were. You just have to promise not to join NATO. And they absolutely refused to take that offer. But now NATO's like, actually, they're too corrupt to even join NATO. So maybe should have taken that offer. Maybe things would have been the same, except, you know, a million people wouldn't be dead. This absolute criminal waste of life and resources in Ukraine. Ukraine to be told it's too corrupt to join NATO. The alliance will request additional steps from Kiev before membership talks progress, a senior official in the U.S. Department said.
Yeah.
Too corrupt to join NATO, just corrupt enough to give hundreds of billions of dollars and to support to the hilt in a war against Russia for some unstated reason. All right, we'll go out to your calls now. Let's go to George in California. First in line one. Go ahead, George, you're on the air.
Hey, my brother, how's the audio?
Good, thank you.
All right, man. As I always start, number one, God bless you and the crew, man. I love you guys. Like, all my best friends kind of moved away, but you guys are like the dudes I would have hung out with if anyone was nearby over here. A quick shout out to InfoWars store, man. I wake up at 4 a.m. every day. I make my mom's and my son's breakfast. I exercise. I fast a lot. And that iodine, dude, whether it's X2 or X3, I've healed myself of having hypothyroidism thanks to using X2 and X3. I also do a ton of fasting. I do some coffee enemas, and I drink a ton of water. More than anything, I do fasting and X2 and X3. But also, when I want to treat myself, the vitamin mineral fusion, I used to like pixie sticks, you know, as a child growing up.
Right.
So I take it dry, dude. It's so delicious, man. And from what I know, it's got zero calories because the sweetener is stevia on there, stevia leaf extract. Man, that stuff is delicious.
But, that's funny. Yeah, it's like the healthiest pixie sticks you'll ever have. And it's back in stock. It's been out of stock for a while, but it's back now at InfoWarsStore.com. So I know, I mean, that's been probably our most popular product for as long as I've worked here. And for very good reason. It is delicious. It's very good in water. I've never had it by itself, but I could see it being very pixie stick-esque. Yeah, thank you for that. I'm glad our products are able to help you.
Oh, yeah, brother. Apart from that, my son with his type 1 diagnosis of type 1 diabetes, sorry, and my mom's MS, the miracles continue, brother, like you keep saying, the white pill, man. My mom's pain has subsided, and my son is not on insulin. Oh. It just keeps going and going because of diet and vitamins, restriction poisons and toxins as much as possible, like Diane Kaiser always mentions. But, hey, man, I called about that troubling story. Oh, my goodness, bro, what was that, man? I mean, I mentioned I'm Armenian, and my family's from Soviet Armenia. That's going back to those times, man. It's like they read it on their family and their parents, and it's so troubling that I always go back to what is causing this? Watching our boy Andrew Wilson, right? But and Pride Month just passed. I'm so sad because I'm born in June. It's like they taint it so bad for me, but I don't let it get to me. It's like, no matter how I look at it, it always comes down to pride when it comes down to the self. And people are throwing out these words like they mean nothing, but I think they're trying to discredit it. But for 100%, I do believe if we are not living our lives to serve others, by default, we are narcissists. By default, we live to serve ourselves. And by that token, pride is the key that starts it all. And these things are set in motion to happen, such as ratting on your parents, such as I'm in the dating market again. God forbid anyone has to go dating in this day and age, man. It is terrible. Every single woman thinks they're better than you. These ideas that they deserve everything and you deserve less as a man. It's like the pride, the mentalness, not dementia necessarily, but it is so corrupt in their mind that it is all about them. It's me, me, me. I deserve this. I'm all that matters. And I can't think of a better way to describe the current state of even politics, just the world in general, because it all comes back to pride and the self being propped up as the best and most important thing.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that does lie at the heart of it. And when you think about like what would have happened if this kid actually didn't live for himself, right? It wasn't willing to sell his own father down the creek for the approval of a bunch of other psychopaths that he doesn't even know. You know, if you actually were concerned about your dad being an extremist, I mean, as you know, Matt was pointing out in the article, he's like blaming Trump for it. He's like, my dad was radicalized by Trump. And it's like, then wouldn't you talk to your dad? Wouldn't you try to, you know, do something loving and, you know, understand? Cause I'm sure the dad was the same way. I'm sure the dad knows his kid is an Antifa scumbag, and he's sitting there thinking, you know, he's probably having talks with him and trying to get through to him and trying to help him. These people don't have a desire to help others. They have a desire to destroy anybody who opposes them, including their own family. And that's the thing. How do we, like, it's the type of thing that it's like a condemnation of all of us that this guy got a single dollar on GoFundMe. Like, how is it so widespread, George, the celebration of this? The people think it was a good thing and are rewarding this kid for turning in his own father. I mean, even if you think January 6th was a white supremacist insurrection, wouldn't you still be a little hesitant to be like, yeah, turn in your own father for being there and being outside the Capitol and not doing anything, you know, violent? I mean, what is wrong with everybody? How do we get this through to people?
I'm going to have to quote, again, our boy Andrew Wilson. Now, we need to come back to God. We need to come back to the faith, because I can't in good faith think that those people that donated to this guy, they had some interest of like, hey, look what I did. This guy was, you know, called out his dad, and now his dad's going to serve. Oh, yeah, I helped him that. Look at me. I'm part of this. I'm so rebellious. I'm so cool. It's, they always want to get into this thing, and they got this word now going out on social media, grifters. They're all just trying to jump on and become bandwagoners for the next big thing, not realizing they're calling for their own demise and that every action has a consequence. And when that time comes, man, oh, boy. I mean, that's why we're called to pray for them, because the punishment coming for them is worse than what we can imagine. Yeah. So I would attribute it to that, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, it is disturbing, man. It is extremely disturbing. I don't even know what to say about it other than, you know, it's a condemnation of all of us, really, and America in general. Thank you so much for the call, as always, George. Love hearing from you. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia now. Go ahead, Jefferson. You're on the air.
Well, good morning, Harrison. Good to talk to you.
Good to hear from you.
Well, you know what my topic is. We're about to have a president of the United States, if Joe Biden doesn't wake up tomorrow, that is wholly ineligible to be in the position. And nobody seems to recognize that this is a golden opportunity to break the matrix, to get ourselves out of this control grid that Google has created, where you go online and you look up information and they lie to you, and then you believe the lie, and then you argue with people like me that are trying to tell you that you're being fooled. And I think, you know, I could go on for 3 hours on this topic, explaining all the different ways they have layers of deception in this, whether it's court cases that they cite on Kamala being ineligible. She's actually a Jamaican citizen at birth because of Jamaican law and international law. Her father was a Jamaican citizen. So our 14th Amendment does not apply to her. But people will tell you that you can be a dual citizen at birth by being born here to some other country citizen and get the citizen of both countries at birth. That's not the way the 14th Amendment is supposed to work. It says subject to the jurisdiction thereof, which means if some other country claims you, then you don't get to be a USA citizen, because we're not under their jurisdiction. They don't have our jurisdiction over them on their allegiance at birth. It's a baby. It's not about being under the law. It's not about being subject to criminal convictions or prosecutions. It's not about jurisprudence. It's about one thing. The subject to jurisdiction means jurisdiction over allegiance or citizenship for the baby that's being born. So I would like to schedule an hour sometime on Friday, maybe, where I can talk about this subject at length, where you can put up graphics and I can show you where they're making a mistake in all these definitions that have been provided by people like Paul Clement or Neil Katyal about what the definition of a natural born citizen is. A natural born citizen is being mistaken for a citizen at birth. Citizen at birth is not restrictive enough. Children of illegal migrants that come over the border and drop a baby somewhere in our country, those are citizens at birth supposedly, but they're certainly not natural born citizens. So,
well, I, it's, you know, I love, I think, you know, if you make a video, I'd be happy to play it. I think you should be able to make all the arguments and lay it all out. But give us the 30-second pitch. Like, if you're meeting somebody who's never thought about this, never heard this, and is like, well, maybe Kamala will be president. Give us just your 30-second response that just demolishes the argument that Kamala Harris is eligible for president. 30 seconds. Go.
Well, we're not supposed to make the mistake of thinking that someone that's merely born here to non-citizens is what the founders were talking about when they wrote about natural-born citizenship. They, at the time, the founders, looked around and said the population after the adoption or ratification of the Constitution, 99.9% of the population was all citizens. You had to go out of your way to find somebody else to mate with that wouldn't be a citizen, so your child wouldn't be a purebred citizen. And a natural-born citizen means, very clearly, the child of two citizens, a purebred citizen. And the academia has decided they don't like that definition, so they went about lying to their students so that they could change the public mindset and amend the Constitution without going through the amendment process. Mm. That's what they've done. And Google just accelerates this. But the internet just makes more people believe the falsehood that being born here is what they were talking about. The founders didn't care where anybody was born. Two-thirds of the continent hadn't been settled yet. But our patriots, our citizens, were all over the continent having babies in places that weren't in the United States yet. So they didn't care about location of birth. They cared about whether you were being reared by two citizens to adulthood. That's my point.
Yeah, and it makes perfect sense to me. And so I guess the thing now would be to get like a state AG, maybe somebody like Ken Paxton, to perhaps sue over this and take it to the Supreme Court. Yeah. and make them adjudicate.
Absolutely.
It, whether Kamala Harris is eligible for president. I mean, talk about, piling on troubles for the Democrats. Their candidate is exposed as a completely incompetent, moron. And their number one backup, apparently she's number one now. Apparently the betting pools have Kamala Harris higher than Joe Biden at this point. And she's not even technically eligible to be president in the first place. So I do think now is a very good time to make that argument. And I'd love if you'd make a breakdown of it, Jefferson. I'll play it on air and retweet it. And if that could get some juice behind it, we'd need a state AG to actually put this case to the court.
Correct.
and have them adjudicated.
Absolutely correct. You have to have a state AG for it to be a public interest case. But let me say, I did write out what I mean, and people can go to my Give, Send, Go account. It's Kamala the Ineligible. My campaign statement will explain what my argument is. I can try to shoot a video and add it to that, or I can send it to you. I'm not very good with technology and doing that sort of stuff, but I'll make the effort. But, if I could just set up some sort of time. Well, anyway, I'll do it your way. I would like to be able to call in and do it sort of live where you have the technological capability to pull up all the quotes and the text and all this sort of stuff while I'm talking about it.
We'll have to orchestrate that. But, if we want to do that, we'll have to do it behind the scenes first. But I appreciate your point, Jefferson, and I agree that now is the time. Strike while the iron is hot. Thank you so much for that call. Let's go to Spicy Pina Colada Boy in Wisconsin. As a trifecta of topics for us, go ahead, Spicy. You're on the air.
Yeah, the first thing I noticed with, Democrats standardly petting African-American people, like in the Joe Biden video, like it's their pets or something. It's kind of crazy. I don't know what's up with that.
Because we showed that video. What was that about, man? Why is he petting the man? Like, he's clearly not, it's clearly not a natural thing. I mean, it can be natural if you're shaking somebody's hand, you put another hand on him, but like the way the guy looks and the petting and the Joe Biden is looking down, I mean, it's so creepy. What is that about?
I don't know. I do know. Everyone's saying Biden is like senile and dementia or Parkinson's, but I think he single-handedly has become the greatest say no to drugs advertisement ever, because I think what we're seeing now is the ramifications of a lifetime of cocaine and uppers abuse, that when you get old, you're just fried then. And no matter what they do, what they pump them up with, young blood or steroids or whatever, it's just not going to work, because, he's like working on like four brain cells now,
Could be.
So I think that's what's going on with him. And of course, you know, my last point was that you can see now, I don't know if you've seen on X, but like I saw this coming 10,000 miles away and called you guys about it before, that now they're doubling down on the Trump and Epstein connections, where they're saying that like new Epstein documents have surfaced where Trump is having minors do lesbian sex and then getting them impregnated and telling them to have abortions in 2016. And it's just like they're grasping at straws now. So I'm really concerned that, you know, after this phase, they're going to get violent.
Yeah. Yeah, they're getting desperate. Nothing that they're doing is working whatsoever. I think, no, you're exactly right. Yeah, and look, I mean, anybody still falling for the Trump-Epstein psyop is well, just a victim. I mean, they're just a victim of brainwashing. They're primed to think that Trump is a some sort of a pervert, pedophile-type person, and even though there's really not a lot of evidence for that, they're desperate for anything, so they're willing to believe anything. And even though, time and time again, when you're talking about Epstein and the files that are coming out, you have people going, if you want to know about this, go talk to Bill Clinton. He was Epstein's best friend and involved in all of this. That never seems to come up. But, you know, any mention of Trump, even though every mention of Trump is like, actually, Trump was the only person that tried to help me. Actually, Trump, you know, when I saw him and he realized what was going on, he left immediately. Like, it's all exculpatory for Trump. But again, it's just, what do you expect? It's the inversion. It is the inversion of everything. And the one, you know, billionaire that stood up to Jeffrey Epstein and fired him when he found out what was going on or whatever it was, you know, kicked him out of his club, didn't let him back when they found out he was talking to some of the younger girls there. Of course, it's that guy that's going to get blamed for being friends with Epstein, even though he's like the only person that doesn't deserve it out of all this. By the way, thank you for the call, Spicy Pina Colada Boy. We'll go out to Tim in California next. But I was right. I was right. My prediction has been fulfilled. Brian Stelter has apologized for his tweet, the one that we covered at the beginning of the show, where everybody was piling on Brian Stelter for daring to recognize what we all see with our own eyes, that Biden is incompetent. And I said, he'll probably issue a groveling apology. He has. He says, I'm not the media. I'm just an imperfect guy. I screwed up with this tweet, and I'm here to say sorry. Sorry. Sorry for saying the truth and destroying your construct of lies. I'll never do it again. Pathetic. Let's go out to Tim in California. Tim, you're on the air about Biden's dementia. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
I want to give you 100% credit for this. It was like a couple of weeks ago now that I was listening to the American Journal, and you mentioned something to the effect that sometimes when people get lead poisoning, it sometimes takes decades before the effects actually fully take place. And that started my brain to wandering, because also, credit to InfoWars, I had seen where Joe Biden was taking credit for the two brain surgeries that he had 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's only 42% of dementia death that is from Alzheimer's disease. Only 42% is Alzheimer's. It's so famous, Alzheimer's, but there's many other ways to get dementia. And one is brain injury.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, hey, if you had the top of your head cut off 35 years ago and had two brain surgeries, you know, that might do it. That might be just enough. But I can promise you this, if you're a commercial airline pilot, or if you're a commercial 18-wheeler truck driver and you have two brain surgeries, your career is over.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, how is it possible that it's so unsafe that you can't be an airline pilot, and it's so unsafe you can't be a truck driver? How is it safe to be president of the United States? And I think the answer is, just nobody knows. Again, Joe Rogan doesn't know. Tucker Carlson doesn't know. Elon Musk doesn't know. If this was blasted to these people's platforms, his videos that you guys show where he's describing how he had the top of his head cut off in these two brain surgeries, maybe, just maybe, that's what's causing this. I don't know, but Joe is 81 years old. Paul McCartney's 82 years old, and Paul McCartney just announced the world tour he's on, he's adding 6 more months. It's going to go through the end of December. So Paul McCartney is older than Joe, and he's able to kick ass in world tours. Joe goes around, you know, a couple of trips, and after a whole week off says, hey, I shouldn't have done that. Not only that, I was falling asleep. That's not good. And the whole world saw that. So I'm just saying, these people keep talking about age, 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 age. Maybe it's the brain injury of having your head chopped off 35 years ago that gave you dementia. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it isn't.
Maybe
I'm not
that,
a doctor.
Maybe it's the drugs. The point is, man, it's fried.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me. Not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person. Because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you. Because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff and I have an incredibly demanding job, but you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The 3rd of July, meaning tomorrow is Independence Day, meaning that in accordance with our patriotic zeal, we will be personally, I'll be at a lake blowing things up. That's what I'll be doing. So there will be no live show tomorrow. We'll be on a pre-record tomorrow and Friday as we enjoy a long weekend in celebration of our founding fathers and the incredible Constitution they wrote and the war that they fought. So I hope everybody has a wonderful July 4th weekend with your family. Be careful with those fireworks. Make sure to do the patriotic thing and support this outlet for free speech, truth, justice, in the American way. InfoWarsStore.com is the only way that we get support. It's what's kept us free and independent and able to perpetuate the mindset of the founders, the thing that made America great in the first place and that's being stolen from us now. We will continue to fight for it against all odds in the spirit of 1776 with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. The spirit of 1776 super sale is on now. Celebrate the 4th of July and the independence of this great country by going to InfoWarsStore.com and supporting the people desperately trying to maintain the liberty that our ancestors fought and died for. InfoWarsStore.com. With that, we go back out to your phone calls. Bobby Fossil and Jeffrey are at some tar pits. Thanks for calling in. Bobby Fossil, you're on the air.
How are you, Harrison? I'm over here with my friend Jeffrey at the La Brea Tar Pits, and we're unearthing fossils. I bet you didn't know this, but my friend Jeffrey has a egg-shaped penis, which is the perfect instrument from uncovering fossils. Did you know that?
Wait, Jeffrey's got a weird-shaped penis. I thought that was Harvey Weinstein. Do they all have weird-shaped penises? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, they do. I can confirm that. I've been in many parties. You want to come to one of my parties, you have to be fully vaccinated.
Oh, no.
I would just like to say that the world needs more fossil hunting. That's what we need to do. And isn't that the appropriate topic, considering we had two fossils debating for our presidency?
Yeah, we got a bunch of old folks unwilling to give up power. And again, we've explained it a million times. It's not that they aren't going to give up power. It just means that it's going to go to people who take it from them rather than people who are prepared to receive the power from them. They're refusing to give up their hold on authority. And so those who will seize it from them are those, you know, imbued with the revolutionary spirit that despises everything that our country is all about. Thank you so much for the call, Bobby. You're on the air. West Texas Jim. West Texas Jim is on the air about the amazing Biden. Isn't he amazing?
Hello, can you hear me?
I hear you.
All right. Love you guys. Hey, I just want to remind you of something. 2 + 2 = 5, all right?
Of course.
So you got that. I hope you got that sorted out. So, I called in about a half a year ago, and I did a little segment called "Many Birds with One Stone: The COVID Hoax Effects." And I went up to 9. Now I got up to 10. 10 is purge the military of brave men and women.
Yeah, well, they are doing that and have done that, and it's not just the military; they're purging the FBI as well. We covered that story in the Daily Dispatch.
Yeah, it seems like everybody who. I don't want to condemn or judge people that did take the vaccine. I didn't, but the people that kind of said, "Hey, I don't want to do this," and then they just like shot them out. I guess they turned that around, if I'm not mistaken. I also wanted to make a little joke about the Biden debate. First of all Trump had to do was just be there.
Yeah,
I mean, let's just and. Do you remember when Rick Perry was trying to come up with the 5 departments of government that, like, Ron? I know you're a Ron Paul guy. I hitchhiked all the way from West Texas to Tampa in 2012.
Wow.
I'm a big Ron Paul guy, but do you remember when Rick Perry was like, "Well, I'm just trying to get rid of 3, or maybe it was 4, I forget," and he couldn't remember them? Do you remember that?
Very vaguely, I remember that. Yeah.
Well, okay, John Stewart, the comedian, he can be kind of full of it. Sometimes he nails it, but yeah, he's a humorist, so give him that. And I was watching him, and he was kind of carrying on and kind of introducing me, you know, the first 5 minutes of his show. And then he stops. He goes, "Oh, don't worry. We're going to get to Rick Perry."
They're very good at identifying things when it's not them. Suddenly, when it's a Democrat politician, they're like, "Oh, we don't know what to do with it." No, they're very good at recognizing, you know, incapacity in their opponents. They're just dishonest.
I saw a clip of Jon Stewart just like in the last day or two online somewhere, where he was pointing at the debate and going, "This cannot be real life," or something of that sort.
Yeah, that's the thing. If it's Trump doing badly, then it's Trump doing badly. If it's Biden doing badly, then everybody's bad, right? That was the debate interpretation from The Daily Show, was like, "This is terrible. Both these guys are bad." It's like, really? The cognizant intelligent one is just as bad as the guy who, you know, when asked about abortion, brought up how many illegals rape women in America. I mean, this is pathetic. Yeah, they have to say, "Oh, it's actually both sides are bad. Actually, Trump's just as bad as Biden." It's like, no, we're all watching the debate. Don't insult us with this. Thank you very much for the call, West Texas Jim. You know, you started out with a quote from George Orwell, "The 2 + 2 = 5," and it really is. I must have been like precognition or something. I mean, the man nailed everything. And I've said it a million times, but when I read 1984 in high school, I just thought it was unrealistic. How naive I was. How foolish I was back then to think that these insane lies that were obvious to everybody would somehow be believed. I mean, it seemed like nonsense. It was like, who's going to take this seriously? And yet here we are. 2 + 2 = 5, and you have to fully believe that with everything you've got. And this reminds me of a couple things. For one, Matt Baker was texting me this morning about the segment I was doing, talking about just how full of lies these people are. And he says, think about it. Think about how they are literally trained to lie as the basis of their personality. The base of their identity must be a lie. Therefore, lying comes easy for them. Now we see how they do it so well. And that's true. I mean, there's a lot of truth in that. Their own existence is a lie. So it's almost like lying is natural. It's like a fish swimming. It's like a shark in the sea. They come naturally to it. That's what happens when your entire vision of the world is built on outrageous lies. But speaking of George Orwell quotes, Cenk Uygur, of all people, host of The Young Turks, posted this on June 30th. "George Orwell was an unmitigated genius. Tell me this line from 1984 isn't absolutely perfect for the Democratic Party right now." Quote, "The party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command." Oh, really, Cenk? Oh, really? You don't say. No way. Really? Wow. George Orwell was right? This coming from a socialist? I mean, my God. And every single response underneath is just people being like, Oh, you're getting it now? Oh, you're understanding it now? This coming from the guy who, by the way, when the Jasmine Barnes hoax happened, I don't know if you guys remember that, where some black guy shot a little black girl, and then the black girl's mother was like, "It was a white man in a pickup truck." And the Young Turks, like, believed this for some reason, right? Absurd on the face of it. But just would go on and on about how white guys are just, they're hunting little black girls for sport. And nobody cares because the police are racist too. They believe every lie that's told to them. But now they're recognized. Now they're like, wow, this Orwell guy might have been onto something. Really? Really? From the socialist. Learning about George Orwell. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it think.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, in this final segment, where we go on a very brief break for the 4th of July, it's worth reminding ourselves of why we celebrate. Primarily, it's because we can see what's happening in Europe, and we're glad we're not them. We'll get to some of those stories in just a second. But if you remember yesterday, I spent practically the whole show just trying to elucidate this single idea that liberty is a responsibility. It's an obligation. And that the outpouring of rage and insanity from the left after the Supreme Court ruling, where they're openly calling for the assassination of Donald Trump, like we saw in the report we played earlier today, is evidence that, like, they cannot be trusted with power or authority. They are willing to call for the assassination of their political rivals if they think it's at all vaguely legal. To them, it's like legality is what matters. Morality doesn't matter. They have no internal, you know, barriers to doing bad things. They have no, you know, guilt when they do bad things. It's all about external rewards or punishments, like an animal, like how an animal is. Without morals. And I think this article does a very good job of laying it out. It's from the Federalist. A New York Times staffer stumbles on the truth about the Supreme Court's immunity ruling. The court decided what it did expressly. Because there's no way to make the system work if we don't elect people to do what's right. He says, credit to Michael Barbaro of the New York Times for ever so gingerly happening upon the lesson the Democrats should have taken from the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling, but didn't, or more likely refused to. On Tuesday's edition of the Times Daily podcast, Barbaro and Supreme Court correspondent Adam Liptak mulled over the ruling, and at the very end of the episode, Barbaro had his epiphany. Quote, another way to think about this ruling, if you step back, he said, is that it's kind of the Supreme Court saying that when you elect a president, you have to accept, dear American people, that the Constitution gives them a tremendous amount of power and legal latitude to kind of do what they want. He continued his revelation, and we, the Supreme Court, are going to make it pretty hard to hold that president criminally responsible for their actions. So voters need to really think carefully about who they want to possess this level of immunity. He says, I imagine Barbaro swelled with pride at having successfully followed that pure and true train of logic of thought to its logical end. He did it. He really did it. I just wish the rest of his peers in the media and the Democratic Party would do the same. Immediately after the ruling, holding that a president carrying out his constitutional responsibilities can't be held criminally liable once out of office, duh, Democrats and leftist triflers scurried to the internet where they obnoxiously claimed the court had just given the American president the authority to murder babies and rape nuns. They mused that President Biden must now have the legal right to assassinate Donald Trump. The court's opinion was admittedly ambiguous to the extent that it placed much of the burden of determining what constitutes official conduct by the president on lower courts, but it was clear in asserting that communications and deliberations between a president and anybody serving in his administration is immune from prosecution. In short, anyone wanting to press charges against a former president for things he did while in office is going to have to prove with great certainty that it's for good reason and not because, say, you know, they're mad. As is the case with Donald Trump. This was more or less implied and accepted for the last 230 years. Then 2016 happened, and because Democrats refused to accept the results of an election, they decided it was time to see how far this country can bend before it snaps. You know, just like the true vanguards of decency and democracy that they are. The court decided what it did expressly because there's no other way to make this system work if we don't elect people that we trust to do the right thing to keep it going. To even flirt with the belief that it would be the right thing to criminally prosecute a formerly elected official, let alone a U.S. president, for challenging the results of an election, tells you a lot about who's in power right now. And their response to the ruling wasn't, yeah, maybe we took it too far, but so we can legally assassinate Trump, right? Says the rest. They either don't understand it or they're ready to end it. I'm glad at least Michael Barbaro understands it. So this is the point I was trying to make, more or less, right? That, yeah, you have freedoms and you empower people in authority with even more freedoms, and you have to then curtail your actions, not be curtailed by an outside force. If there is no outside force that can hold you to account, it's up to you. And it's up to the voters, in the case of the president, to hold them to account. But if they don't care and want the president to assassinate their political rivals, then we're really in deep, deep crap. There's also a fantastic thread from America2100 at America_2100. It says, the left is relentless. It's one of the reasons they win. Every controversy or crisis is an opening to press their advantage. Intellectual consistency is irrelevant. Their arguments are a means to an end. If you think they're being hypocrites, you're missing the point. And he links a tweet from Elizabeth Warren saying, Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell stole two seats on the Supreme Court and we're living with the consequences. I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's time to expand the court. They stole two Supreme Court. They won the election and nominated Supreme Court justices who were approved by the Senate. But to these people, that was stolen somehow. Total nonsense. Court packing might be the single most brazen example of this. There is literally no argument on the actual merits for packing the Supreme Court. The left barely even tries to pretend otherwise. They want to pack the court because they don't control it, and that is it. That's it. That's the whole reason. In fact, their renewing calls to, quote, expand the court now gives the game away. Why are they calling for it now? Well, not because of some well-reasoned, altruistic, philosophical argument, but because the court delivered a ruling that conflicts with their partisan interests. Oh, sure, when they feel like they absolutely have to make an intellectual case for a court packing, they'll half-heartedly spin out some gibberish about depoliticizing or restoring legitimacy to the court. But really, it's the friend-enemy distinction all the way down. And if they can't pack the court with loyal partisans, then they'll settle for delegitimizing it with a nonstop barrage of attacks and manufactured controversies. That's the win-win of these attacks. Even if they don't achieve their ends, they still subvert the court's legitimacy. And he links an article talking about AOC planning impeachment efforts against the Supreme Court. Yeah, it's all just about power. And it goes on and on. It's a very good thread just talking about the attempts to delegitimize SCOTUS, saying this is a war that takes place on multiple fronts. The media, the activist class, elected Democrats, even the president himself, they'll hold hearings, they'll do investigations, they'll secretly try to record justices saying something incriminating at a private party. They're desperate to delegitimize a third of the government, the third branch of the government, the judicial branch. They are willing to eviscerate it completely for daring to decide a question of law in a way that doesn't solely benefit the Democrats. They're arsonists. They're civilizational arsonists. Speaking of civilizational arson, Europe is, of course, being destroyed. And this ties into exactly what we were talking about before. Liberty is a unguarded cookie jar, right? If you live in a neighborhood where your neighbors are scumbags and untrustworthy and have you living in a dog-eat-dog society where your generosity is seen as a weakness, then we can't have a country anymore. Then civilization is over. And we showed the video of the Amazon driver stealing all of the things left out in an act of goodwill by somebody who just wanted the delivery drivers to have a little nice something special during their day of work. Well, you can't do that anymore because we're surrounded by thieves and cutthroats who will take any sort of, you know, benefit you give them as an excuse to rob you blind. Well, very similar but much more extreme version of this has happened in Europe. The Durendal sword, Roland's Durendal. Roland is a famous historical knight, which had been embedded in the stone of the shrine of Our Lady of Rocamadour, France, since time immemorial, has been stolen. It's been stolen. So literally since like historical records began, there's been this sword stuck in the stone of a church in France. And somebody stole it. Somebody stole it because, you know, it didn't have a security alarm on it. It didn't have security cameras watching it 24/7. It was a vulnerability. It was a type of vulnerability that could exist for literally thousands of years until a new crop of Europeans showed up who don't exactly have the same civilizational concerns that the people who built the continent have. So it was nice. It was nice there for a while. You could have nice things and not have to lock them up. You could be vulnerable and trust that you're fellow countrymen weren't going to take advantage of you. That is over now, and it's over on purpose and in a deliberate fashion. And to get it back, it was going to take some harsh measures. But not taking those measures is far worse than taking them. But also, as we celebrate not being Europeans, Radio Genoa, at Radio Genoa on X, has posted a lengthy post about how he was raided by Rome's police, who searched his house and seized his computer equipment for so-called hate speech. So they don't have the First Amendment there. And in Germany, AfD members are banned from owning guns. Because if you dare to be a member of the most popular party in Germany, well, you lose some of your rights. That's how we know it's our democracy. So God bless America. Enjoy your 4th of July. And thank God every day you're not European.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024. I'm Alex Jones.
And it's time for humanity to stand up